chapter 3, and this meeting of the House Committee on Community and Regional Affairs is called to order. Present are Representatives Maroof, Furness, Phillips, and Gall. Representative Wallace is out sick today, and Representative Kopanen is testifying elsewhere, and Representative Gruenberg should be down shortly. Before us is a amended Senate version of Senate Bill 270 by Curtula, which deals with the durational residence requirement for a candidate for a home rule charter commission and providing for an effective date. I think I'll take the liberty of sketching the history of the bill. There were some problems with getting enough people to sit on the home rule charter commission up in, I think it's Wasilla, and it had to do with the fact that, among other things, one of the areas that will be covered by the charter commission was not in the municipality prior to 3 years ago, so that some citizens living right there in the municipality are excluded from being on the charter commission. Although the three-year residence requirement has been in effect for some years, there is some concern by legal services that if challenged it would be found unconstitutional. And so when the original bill, which is in your packet two bills down, went through Community and Regional Affairs, they created the committee substitute, which is the second page down, which basically says that we'll reduce the residence requirement to 1 year. You'll see on the original bill that what it would do is reduce the residence requirement in the city to 1 year if the person had previously lived in the borough, and they continue the requirement of the borough for 3 years, and I think to eliminate the confusion as well as to deal with the possible constitutional issue, CNRA, a committee in the Senate, reduced it to 1 year, and that was further amended in the House with some technical changes in the language. And you see before you the amended Senate CS for Senate Bill 220, which essentially reduces the residence requirement for a member of a Home Rule Charter Commission from 3 years to 1 year, which makes it consistent with both the requirements for an assembly and city council person, and also consistent with the requirements for a member of a Unification Charter Commission. We have a representative from the Senator's office to answer any questions you might have, and if you'd like to ask questions, let me know, and I'll call that individual to the table. Any discussion on this? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, the only question I have is this memo here from counsel, which she mentions that it would be questionable whether a three-year residency requirement for any elected municipal office would be upheld. And my question is, why not extend the one-year requirement to everybody? I haven't looked at this site here.
The reason is I cannot. First of all, most of them are already. But things like the legislature, for example, is set in the Constitution.
No, not the legislature. I mean, within an organized borough and also outside an organized borough.
Oh. Okay, that's what the final version that came out of the Senate. That's your top CS there on your right, the one that's right on top on the left-hand side of your folder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they decided to do, exactly what you recommended. Let's just make it all 1 year and be done with it. And that's what that version says. Does he have the correct document here?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out the difference between the third and the second.
The difference between the third and the second was just a minute here, I had that a minute ago. Election of candidate for the Charter Commission shall
have... I guess
have
the language...
Here we go. In line 13, they forgot to take... They left it... a voter of the municipality, and they changed it to qualify to vote in the municipality. And I think they did that because that way, if the person did not exercise his or her right to vote, that would not prejudice their ability to qualify. At least that would be my understanding of the change.
And that, the last one we have here, the amendment is based, I see I stated the 17th, that must be based upon...
That was amended on the floor, sir.
This note of the 15th, and then this is the one from the commissioner's office, and the note from council of the 11th.
Okay, let's see. The change that was made in CNRA was based on the opinion of the constitutionality, and then the vote that was done on the floor reflected the change in qualified to vote versus a voter of. Further discussion?
Do you have any way to testify?
Just,
Can you testify?
Want to testify? She mostly came to answer your questions, unless you would just enjoy seeing,
I haven't seen her in a few months.
Please.
I'm going to say hello to her.
Come to the table. The members, don't like to speak.
Down. Down. She's got a 202 already. Jesus Christ.
Randy, how about if we just sort of voted that you guys went out and had a cup of coffee together? Maybe a beer.
Oh, your face.
Excuse me, are you married?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I withdraw that suggestion. Strike that from the record. Well,
Mr. Phillips, I have no questions. Please. Hello again.
Hi,
Randy. You need a motion?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move CS SB 270 CRA amended out of committee in the business.
That's fine with me, and I was just wondering whether you guys might like to run it out with a due pass, since it seems to be a pretty straightforward kind of
issue. I have no problem with a due pass.
Well, it's up to you.
Okay,
let's move it out with a due pass then, and no objections. Meeting is adjourned, 3:20 p.m.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. 5 and a half.
Yeah.
Sorry to admit you guys.
Well, it's been a long time since I've been really talked to you.
Rescind our action in.